Before we get on to talking about foundation skills in the workplace, it would be useful to know what foundation skills actually are. Can you clarify that for me?
Sure. Foundation skills are the skills that underpin almost everything we do at work, at home, and in the community. Foundation skills cover reading, writing, speaking and listening, numeracy, problem solving, planning and organising, self-management, and digital literacy. If you think about it, foundation skills are fundamental to almost all work tasks. So if you have low-level foundation skills, you'd probably struggle to carry out lots of different work tasks effectively. But foundation skills are not just about low-level skills. Even job tasks at high levels include foundation skills. Higher-level foundation skills. Tasks like writing a risk management plan or leading a discussion to explore problem-solving options all involve complex foundation skills.
So, not having the right foundation skills for the job can affect business?
Yes, it could. It could result in things like wasting materials because the job is not measured up correctly, wasting time because documents and communications need to be checked and often rewritten, poor safety statistics, firstly because workers often don't follow procedures if they can't read them, and reporting is also bad because filling out documentation is difficult. It can also mean poor productivity, often due to poor communication within teams. So if you look at it the other way, investing in developing foundation skills can increase independence and reduce the need for supervision, reduce errors such as numerical errors, errors in reading comprehension and miscommunication, and increase conformity with instructions and operating procedures.
Is there any research available that highlights the benefits?
There was some Canadian research in 2004 that was carried out by Serge Coulomb and a few others that looked at the return on investment for money spent on literacy training across a number of countries. They say that a 1% increase in a country's literacy scores links to a 1.5% rise in GDP per capita. That suggests that investment in literacy training had a higher return on investment than investment in producing more highly skilled graduates. Pretty amazing.
Any Australian research?
We don't have any data specifically for Australian businesses, but the Australian Industry Group is about to undertake some research here to look at a return on investment for money spent on foundation skills training by Australian business. That will be a good project to keep track of.
So what would a foundation skills training program in industry look like?
Well, it could work in lots of different ways. The important thing to start with is the reason for the training. I've seen examples of all sorts of different training programs. Programs that target large numbers of people in a business to reinforce safety or to reinforce respectful behaviours. A program could address a small group of people developing specific skills. For example, communication skills for team leaders might include giving and receiving instructions, coordinating meetings, and sending emails. Or a program could develop foundation skills to read, interpret, and check fabrication plans for frame and truss work, or develop skills for problem solving in a team. Another program could be about foundation skills for a particular qualification, making sure that people who sign up for a particular qualification build some of the underpinning skills required for the job. Skills like reading checklist forms, measuring in millimeters and meters, and reading standard operating procedures, that sort of thing. This sort of approach could be integrated into a vocational program.
That all sounds good, but it would take time away from getting the work done.
Well, yes, but there would also be a return on investment. A return that's difficult to quantify, but well-designed foundation skills training can result in a more productive, more efficient workforce. It can also mean that workers build the right skills for the job, meaning that their work can be more satisfying. Before you know it, you could have a happy workforce.
Okay, I get it. So what sort of time commitment would it involve?
Programs could be as short as 10 hours or up to 200 hours for more complex and intense training programs. Most foundation skills training would involve some time away from production, but it needn't be the whole workforce at the one time. It could be in small groups to minimise disruption to everyday production, and it could be off the job but still on site. Where it works, that off-job training could be supported by on-the-job training, where the trainer could spend some one-to-one time supporting specific skills development. For one worker, that might be about writing emails. For another, it could be about completing workplace forms.
Okay, So who should I contact if I want to talk to someone about what happens here at my place?
Contact a registered training organisation to find out more. There are plenty of accrediting training organisations on the web, and they will be able to point you in the right direction.